So Jesus is passing by Bartimaeus. If Bartimaeus remains silent, nothing changes. If Bartimaeus remains silent, then he doesn't have to endure the ridicule or the rebuke of those around him. If he remains silent, nothing changes. There are times, my brothers and sisters, when we are content with the status quo. Content the way things are. Content to remain silent. And for things to simply be as they are. We see in the example and the witness of Bartimaeus, he is not content. He is not content for things to remain as they have, for things to remain as they are. He desires something different. He desires pity, mercy, compassion on the part of Jesus. And so voices his need. Even though the voicing of the need brings ridicule and persecution, you might say, he is rebuked by those around him. Why are they rebuking him? Because he's being loud? Presumably they are rebuking him because he is attributing to Jesus the title Son of David, which carries with it much more than we understand. For Jesus to be Son of David, he is declaring that he is the Messiah, the one who is to come, the one who is supposed to sit upon David's throne and of whose kingdom will never end, the Anointed One. He is making a declaration of faith in who Jesus is, that he is not just simply a prophet, but he is the one that they have been waiting for, the Messiah, the Anointed One. It is a declaration of faith. And what accompanies the declaration of faith? Ridicule, rebuke. He is willing to accept the lack of faith of others in making his faith known. Jesus stops, he calls to him those around him, encourage him to go to Jesus. But it seems that Jesus' remark or question to him is insensitive. Jesus, you have a blind man standing in front of you. Obviously, he wants to be healed. My brothers and sisters, it's not so obvious. It is only obvious to our generation. Jesus asks the question because Bartimaeus possesses everything he needs. Bartimaeus has faith in Jesus. He has come to believe that he is the Messiah, the Anointed One. What else does he need? In this gift of faith that Bartimaeus is publicly ridiculed for, he has everything. Jesus' question is not absurd or insensitive. It is factual. It reveals something greater here. You possess faith, Bartimaeus. What else can I give to you? You have everything you need. What else would you like? Master, I want to see. Go your way. Your faith has saved you. There is no obstacle to the healing for the person of Bartimaeus because he possesses faith in Jesus Christ. We are invited every day, my brothers and sisters, in the circumstances of our life, to act in accordance with faith. Not in ourselves, not in the circumstances of our life, but in Jesus Christ. In who He is, in what He has done, in His great love, in which we abide, we are invited to act. We are invited to do, to choose, to be in faith. Not because we see. If we see, it is not faith. We are invited to act and to do and to be in faith in Jesus Christ every day. It is the flexing of our muscle, that faith muscle. Faith is a gift that we have received in Jesus Christ. To choose to believe, to choose the present moment in all of its circumstances, in all of its situations, to choose to be here in this moment, knowing that God is here, His love for us, His fidelity, His intention is to act in faith. Every day, every moment, we have opportunities to do this. And so often we simply let them slip away because we are too busy judging the present moment and the situations of it and the conditions of it and how they are unjust. And if I was God, this is how I would fix it. Do you understand the arrogance of what I just said? If I was God, I would fix it this way, and I would do it now. God is not in my imagination of what the present moment should be. He is in the present moment, as it is in truth and in reality. And there is always one thing that you can do, my brothers and sisters, no matter what the circumstances of the moment is. In faith and in hope and in love, you can choose it. You can choose to embrace it, to accept it, to respond to faith at every moment of your day. To the world, it seems absurdly insignificant to do something like this. But for us, my brothers and sisters, this simple act of faith changes everything. Amen.